That's Tony Deviant and the Inappropriates from Aesthetics 102. That's Never Obscure the Balance.
Welcome to the 21st Century Activism News Hour. My name is DJ Marquis. For the next remaining part of this hour, from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock Pacific Time, we'll be looking at urgent actions from the following groups: the Natural Resources Defense Council, Union of Concerned Scientists, and the United Farm Workers. Plus, I will be sharing a story that I read yesterday in the mainstream press, having to do with our military. And what's great about this show is it is an opportunity for us to take part in this democracy from which we live. And ultimately, any sort of democracy is only as good as its people's participation in it. And I would say that we have been lulled to have so much decided for us, whether it be at the state level, the federal level, on so many levels, so much we are told what to believe, what to think, what to do. And we also have been lulled to agree with this, to enjoy this sense of representative democracy with little to no input on our part. So the 21st Century Activism News Hour is an opportunity for all of us to learn about online action groups that can inform us about legislation that we find important, whether it has to do with human rights, the environment, or the media. It also allows us to find out about things that the mainstream news is not covering. So I invite you to fire up your browser. I'll be sharing some web addresses of these online activist groups and pointing you in the direction that you may want to take to pass an email on about an issue that I would share today that you may feel strongly about. So welcome again to the 21st Century Activism News Hour. My name is DJ Marquis. The MySpace page for the show is myspace.com/Marquis_KR. That's MARQUIS_KR. And if you'd like to instant message me during the show today, you can do so. The handle here we use at the station is killradio.org, all one word, K-I-L-L. R-A-D-I-O-O-R-G. So it's like killradio.org without the dot. So send in your questions or anything else. We'll be back. You're listening to killradio.org.
Lock. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis. The song that is still finishing up underneath us. I love this song. It's by a band that I totally love, Bent. So not that well known here in the United States. They seem to have a somewhat of a cult following. That song was Waiting For You. Before that, we heard Beige with the Sasha Funk mix of the song Disco. And then we start off the set. We start off today how we always start off. It's The Knife, that very interesting, amazing band from Sweden. Track we always start off the show with, This Is Now. So we're back. And so the first urgent action alert comes from the Natural Resources Defense Council. So if you go to nrdc.org, again, that's nrdc.org, Natural Resources Defense Council, the acronym, .org. And you'll see a link for Take Action at the bottom. Click on that. And that brings you to their action center. And some of these we've done already on the show. So it's funny because now I'm not finding the one that I wanted to share with you ultimately. So we're going to go back. We're going to do this a different way. Do this. Go to nrdcactionfund.org. 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 Click on Take Action. There it is. It's funny how they're little subgroups. The one at the top here is Help Save Alaska's Last Belugas. And what you find out from these actions is things that you would have never realized or never thought true and yet are. So under this, on this page that it takes you to, and if you want to just go directly to this, it might be a little convoluted, nrdconline.org/campaign/action fund_beluga_0507. nrdconline.org/campaign/action fund_beluga_0507. Tell the Bush administration to protect the last 300 beluga wells in Alaska's Cook Inlet. There are only 300 beluga wells left in Alaska's Cook Inlet, a 77% decline from the 1,300 wells that thrived there in the early 80s. Now that these wells are on the brink of extinction, the National Marine Fisheries Service is finally proposing to protect them as an endangered species. But industry groups, backed by all three members of Alaska's congressional delegation, are opposed to the wells' protection. So send your official citizen comment urging the Bush administration to give these wells a fighting chance by protecting them as endangered and designating their critical habitat. And like all these urgent actions, the email is written for you. You can personalize it. The body of the email itself is open. Although it's already written, you can personalize it for yourself. This email starts off saying, I strongly support your proposal to list the Cook Inlet Beluga Well as an endangered species under the Endangered Species Act. With only 300 wells remaining, this tiny population is extremely vulnerable and in danger of extinction. So it goes on to tell more information about the wells. And then all you need to do is fill out your email address, your title like Mr. and Mrs., name and address, state, zip. And then you could actually select if you'd like to receive a copy of this letter. If you've taken action here before, you can just put in your email address and they'll fill in the information for you. They have it saved. I don't know if it's saved on your computer and they just access it that way, or they have it saved. I'm not learned that way. So I put my email address in because I've taken action with them before. And it gives me the response that I've signed up, that I've done it. So again, this is at nrdconline.org. Let's see if it's easier to find just that way. Go to nrdconline.org. It actually redirects you to another page, but that's fine. We should still be able to find it this way. And we have a slow internet connection today. Let's move on because I don't want to belabor this. And it was nrdconline.org. You can even do a search for Beluga Whales. Click on Take Action and you'll find it there. Also, sign up to get their notices, to get their email action alerts sent to your email address. You don't have to fill out every single one. Only the ones that you wish to fill out. You're not obligated in any way. The next one I want to look at before we go back to music is Union of Concerned Scientists. They have one that is for July, for this month. It is to tell the House of Representatives to green up the energy bill. The energy bill, which was passed by the Senate last month, made important progress towards addressing America's oil and environmental security. But it needs to be stronger. While the Senate did increase fuel economy standards for the first time in more than 30 years, they unfortunately included unnecessary loopholes that could undermine the new 35-mile-per-gallon standard. The bill also lacked a renewable energy standard requiring utilities to produce a percentage of our electricity from clean, renewable sources like wind and sun. And the increase in biofuels production included in the bill needs stronger safeguards against global warming pollution to protect our air, soil, and water. So actually there's time to strengthen this bill. So what you want to do is go to Union of Concerned Scientists. Their website address is ucsaction.org, ucsaction.org, and you'll see it right there under urgent issues. Click on that, fill in the information, and they will send off the email for you. Again, the body's available. Body's already filled out. And then you just fill in the appropriate boxes. This one doesn't look like it'll autofill for you, which is fine. Just do it yourself. Put in your address, city, state, zip. And again, they will send this based on your address information to the correct people in the house. And there, I filled it out. And it said, thank you for taking action. And it sent it off to my appropriate decision makers in the House. So we come back, we'll go to a urgent action from the United Farm Workers. You're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour here on KillRadio.org. My name is DJ Marquis. Thank you for listening. No sé vivir si tú no estás.
que llega a mí me hace soñar que estás aquí. Siento tu cuerpo junto a mí y al despertar tú ya no estás. Murió la flor y en mí tu esencia se quedó y tu risa labios mis caricias dejarás, mientras aquí cada recuerdo es un martirio para mí. Murió la flor y en mí tu esencia se quedó y tu risa. Escuchar las noches frías.
Damn, son, that was...
Nope. All right. Yeah. Women's lying in.
Welcome back to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis. MySpace.com/Marquis_KR. That's MySpace.com/MARQUIS_KR. And that last track we heard was from Prefuse 73 called Pagina 2. Before that, we heard Terrestre, El Lado Oscuro de Mi Compadre. Before that, Los Angeles Negros with Murió la Flor. And then that last song when we were talking about the last urgent action alerts was from Vangelis. It was Blade Runner Blues from the movie Blade Runner. And of course, this is Billie Holiday. The track is So Easy to Love. And we're back. And I have one more action alert that I wanted to inform us all about. This is from the United Farm Workers. And it is about taking action to prevent pesticide poisoning in California. So I don't know if you... I'm assuming this is on the state level for the state of California. So this would be for those of you listeners who are registered to vote in California. And so to get to this, just go to ufw.org. UFW.org. Click on the link that says Take Action. And you'll see there's a whole bunch of different subcategories. Today we're clicking on pesticides. And this action is Take Action to Prevent Pesticide Poisoning in California. We need your immediate help. AB 1530 from, it looks like, Congressperson Lieber. The Preventing Pesticide Poisoning Bill passed the California Assembly and now moves on to the Senate. So maybe it's no, that's still Libra. Okay, we need you to email your senator and request support for this important bill that can help save farm workers' lives. More than 30 years ago, the California legislature determined that state-directed cholinestre testing is necessary in order to prevent poisonings among workers who routinely work with a group of commonly used toxic pesticides. However, decades later, we still do not know if the resulting medical supervision program protects farm workers. Why, you ask? Because no agency is responsible for collecting and analyzing the test results showing workers' exposure to these hazardous pesticides. This valuable information has been left scattered and idle. So what this bill does is it provides a crucial step towards protecting farm workers from hazardous pesticides. It requires laboratories that conduct diagnostic tests of workers to share test results to appropriate state agencies. This vital bill ensures that information on number of workers who experience overexposure will be available and used to prevent future tragedies. So far we have the legislation set up, but we have no way of monitoring or enforcing. This would set up, it looks like, the monitoring and enforcing. So the email is already written out for you. You can change it. You can add to it. Personalize it for you. And then just fill out your information on the right. And it looks like you do not actually have to be a member of the state of California to fill this out. So it would probably go to I don't know who would go to them, but it will go to your assembly person if you are a resident of California or registered to vote in the state of California. And so fill out the appropriate fields, send this message, and it's done. Again, that's United Farm Workers. They are in a sense you could say like a union for the migrant workers that serve California. California being a major agricultural state in the United States, as well as such an agricultural center for the world. And in typical capitalism fashion, we utilize cheap labor. And yet we do not want to treat these migrant workers in ways that we would want to be treated. So there's Christian values for you. Thank you so little. When we come back, I have a new story that I'm going to share with you. But let's go back to this song that's playing underneath us. This is Scanners, band from London. Track called Look What You Started. You're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis, on killradio.org. Welcome back to the 21st Century Activism News Hour. That, of course, is Thomas Schumacher, one of my favorite DJs right now. This track was called Heat It Up. It's from 2005. I've played a number of Thomas Schumacher on the show recently. One of my favorite minimal house DJs. Before that, we heard Bjork. And, of course, it's a track that I'm going to have difficulty pronouncing. It's Ambergris March. And then, like I said before, we start off with Scanners, Look What You Started. And I have a news article I want to share with you that I read yesterday. This is from the Associated Press. The title is misleading, which isn't surprising, but it is an interesting story. It says, Robot Air Attack Squadron Bound for Iraq. The airplane is the size of a jet fighter powered by a turboprop engine able to fly 300 miles per hour and reach 50,000 feet. It's outfitted with infrared, laser, and radar targeting, and with a ton and a half of guided bombs and missiles. The Reaper is loaded, but there's no one on board. Its pilot, as it bombs targets in Iraq, will sit at a video console 7,000 miles away in Nevada. The arrival of these outsized U.S. hunter-killer drones in aviation history's first robot attack squadron will be a watershed moment even in an Iraq that has seen too many innovative ways to hunt and kill. That moment, one the Air Force will likely keep low-key, is expected soon, says the regional U.S. Air Commander. How soon? We're still working on that, says Lieutenant General Gary North, said recently in an interview. The Reaper's first combat deployment is expected in Afghanistan, and senior Air Force officers estimate it will land in Iraq sometime between this fall and next spring. They look forward to it. With more Reapers, I can send manned airplanes home, North said. The Associated Press has learned that the Air Force is building a 400,000 square foot expansion of the concrete ramp area now used for Predator drones here at Baghdad, the biggest U.S. Air Force in Iraq, 50 miles north of Baghdad. That new staging area could be turned over to Reapers. It's another sign that the Air Force is planning for an extended stay in Iraq, supporting Iraqi government forces in any continuing conflict, even if U.S. ground troops are drawn down in the coming years. So it goes on to give all the information about the different birds, so to speak, what they are capable of doing, what they hold in terms of bombs and missiles. And if you're like me, although it is in some ways exciting in terms of the technology, it is horribly scary in terms of what it means about the future of our military and how it will take risks in conflicts where only thing we'd be risking is our technology or perhaps an investment rather than human lives. So I want to share that with you. That was in the Associated Press yesterday. And there's perhaps it's still easily to find if you look through it there. So again, I want to thank you for listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour here on killradio.org. MySpace.com/Marquis_KR. That's MySpace.com/MARQUIS_KR. The show webcasts each and every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific time. It's also archived. If you'd like to download it, it will be available later today. Just go to my blog at MySpace.com/Marquis_KR. Coming up next at the top of the hour is Here, KillRadio.org's Old Submission Show, starting at 2 o'clock Pacific Time. KillRadio.org. Thanks for listening.
Softest sun.